another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. See, what I'm talking about, Steve, is not a rod, but like an angle iron shape.
And they have those.
You know, and even something that's kind of got
rectangular.
A little... Well, I'm thinking even something that's just got a higher profile... That would you could do in like a elongated pyramid shape.
Oh.
I mean, you know, triangle shape. Drill some lightning holes. I mean, it might look really cool.
That's true.
Like
if
a little truss.
That's true.
That would be. And make it a feature, not a failure.
That's true.
Super stiff.
The only thing I don't want to do. That's true. Is I don't want to make it so big and
right.
It's
right.
Like,
it gets
you know,
in the
it
way.
Sticks out. It's like, whoa, that's a main.
But that might be kind
what
of.
What is that? That's true. Yeah, I'll have to look at it.
Or you could get a rod and you could weld on. Like
a little deal.
Stiffening.
That's true. Yeah, that wouldn't take much work.
No.
Or I could just get it thick enough.
Yeah, just get it thick enough.
That I can thread
if
the
you don't
ends.
Have to bend it, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah,
if you bend it, it has then it begins to flex.
Yep.
866-821-8255 is the number. Doing a little two-wheel engineering during the break. Also, you can join me at the live during the show only email, drdavelive@gmail.com.
Now, was there anything that we missed for the past week that since we weren't live yet last week?
Well, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
Is and that one a
of
part the things of your story,
we also,
this?
Well, I think. I mean, one of the things that we talked about during the break, too, before we got off on the engineering thing, was the Mt. Gox thing. And, of course, you immediately, your ears perked up as soon as I said Mt. Gox.
Yep. It was
nothing like altitude gets you interested in what's going
yep.
on. Bitcoin, for years, has been a hot and cold thing. Controversy in it from every possible angle you can think of with Bitcoin. The electronic-only exchange, method of exchange, virtual currency, pretty successful. Huge development the last couple of weeks, and in fact, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. We were on the air that there were some concerns. I mean, there's always been concerns, and one of the problems with the concerns is they come mostly from the governments. And the problem with that is they're concerned because it gives them an alternative to their currency. That's a big concern for them. Now, it'll always be couched in concern for you, but here's what's happened: the biggest on earth Bitcoin exchange. Organization known as Mt. Gox, that's G-O-X, owned by, I think it was a French guy in Japan, imploded. Now, we're still not sure exactly what happened, but it looks like about $425 million worth of Bitcoin has gone missing. They're not sure whether it was a bug in their storage software and that algorithm. They're not sure whether some hackers just got in and took it. They just don't know. And this is a legitimate concern. And it's one of the problems with some of the geek types. And listen, we see it with companies like, you know, and I'm not singling these guys out, but like Bank of America, you know, Capital One, I mean, the Department of Defense, you know, Target. How many times have we seen... I mean, it happens weekly now where we see major organizations getting hacked and data getting lost. Now, of course, it doesn't relate to currency gone missing.
Of course, don't forget the big Apple one.
The Apple one? Yeah. This is nothing new. The difference is that it relates directly to a means of exchanging value with the electronic currency. That's the target of the victimization is unique, and that's what makes it very difficult for people. $425 million, roughly, missing. Again, don't know the details. I don't think Mt. Gox knows the details. If I had to guess, I would say this most likely was an attack. And I think it happened probably over a period of time. You know, a couple hundred thousand dollars at a time. When you got billions and billions of dollars going through Mt. Gox, you take out a couple hundred thousand here and there. If they're not paying attention, they don't even notice it. And I think that's what happened. I don't know that, but I think that's what happened. It would be an incredibly lame situation if it was actually just a matter of Mt. Gox losing it. Possible. But that is one of the things, whether you're an exchange company organization or whether you're a Bitcoin user, you know, if you lose that wallet that has your Bitcoin in it, it's gone forever. There is no go back to the bank, you know, call the cops, you know, find the money in the guy's apartment. There's none of that. It's gone. And that may have been what happened with Mt. Gox. I don't think so. I think it was an attack. $425 million, that's incredible. I mean, it's one level. There's, and maybe I'm giving them more credit than they deserve. That's one level of incompetence is not being secure enough and allowing that to happen. But it would be another level of incompetence to actually have just lost it. Right. To me, they're both really bad. I mean, you lose $425 million of your customers' money and your money. I don't know if it matters much to the people that lost the money, what the reason was, but to me it would be much worse if you're so incompetent.
At this point, what difference does it make, Dave?
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, it's an incredible development, and it is one of the things I think Bitcoin and other means of exchange like Bitcoin have a lot of promise, because I think it's really important for us if we can, just as an expression of our autonomy, as individual economic units, also human beings, to not be under the thumb of some of the incredibly
what? Autonomous economic units. I like
absolutely.
That better.
Absolutely.
What's the acronym for that?
A-E-U-S.
A-E-U. I don't like A-E-U-S. That sound.
A-E-U-S.
That sounds European to me.
A-E-U-S. But no, I mean, we are. As human beings, you know, and it's a part of what made America great is this understanding that, you know what, you could associate with who you felt like associating with. You could, you know, you could charge or pay whatever you felt like charging. And other people have that same autonomous, voluntary motivation. And it made America great. And we've gotten a long way from that. And we've got a lot of currency manipulation going on, both in terms of our own government and in terms of other governments. I mean, China, it's been a big issue behind the scenes with China, manipulating the value of their currency to put that company, that country's trade in their advantage. And it has, you know, it hasn't been a big headline, but they've been doing it for years. And when you're using independent, autonomous currencies to exchange and anonymous currencies to exchange, there's some big benefits to that, you know, besides being able to be a drug dealer and get Bitcoin payments. I mean, legitimately big benefits. Back after this.
Get more of Dr. Dave's unique point of view on technology and the world at Dr. Dave's Tech Blog and Truth Blog at DaveMason.com.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick,
but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.